From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your headlines on this Friday, August 11th. Today, Red Cross volunteers from the Chicago area are headed to Maui to offer their help in the wake of devastating wildfires. At least 53 people on the island have now died, but that number is expected to rise, with dozens more still missing. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for Hawaii. After 27 years of being wrongfully imprisoned, Lewis Robinson is finally a free man. Thursday, a judge overturned Robinson's murder conviction from 1996. His lawyers say he's a victim of disgraced former Chicago police detective Ronaldo Guevara, who's accused of coercing false confessions as far back as the 80s. Guevara has never been charged. After 11 days on the picket line, Loretto hospital workers say they've reached a tentative deal to end their strike. Union officials said the deal includes increased minimum wage and pay increases for all Loretto workers. Hospital employees say the new contract will help address the staffing crisis and reduce burnout. Chicago's iconic Bean is closing next week into next year. Construction on Grainer Plaza, which surrounds the Bean, formerly known as Cloud Gate, will close the Millennium Park tourist attraction. Work begins on Tuesday, August 15th and continues through the spring of 2024. During that time, public access and views of the sculpture will be limited. As highs warm up to the mid-80s, there's a couple of chances for showers and storms. Some could turn severe this evening and into the overnight hours. For CBS 2 News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.